It's one of my favorite feasts today, everyone. Largely because the conversion of St. Paul, there are a few things that reveal, like the conversion of St. Paul, the power that is in the heart of Christ to accomplish what it wants to accomplish. Saul was not cooperating. It wasn't because Saul was such a great cooperator with grace that the conversion of Saul into St. Paul reveals the power that is in the heart of Christ to accomplish what it wants. And the central act of the Christian faith in our soul is to bring whatever to that power that's in that heart, to offer to that heart, to bring to that heart, to live in that heart, to hold up to that heart, to turn to that heart, the power that is there, to accomplish whatever it wishes. Saul was an arrogant, violent, self-righteous enemy of Christ, and in a flash, threw him to the ground to where he had to be led by the hand. The second thing it should do, knowing that power, is as we're waiting for it to accomplish what we hope, where we're wanting our own conversion and it isn't happening as quickly as we would like, that it should at least bring us peace, knowing that if he wanted to, he could do it like that. And so that we don't wait white-knuckling, but knowing that somehow Jesus knows what he's doing. And so with that, we approach the power that is in that heart at this Mass, as we do every day, and we bring to him all we wish, knowing it can accomplish whatever it wants, and we say, let it be done to me as you wish.